When we read the gospel accounts of the resurrection of Jesus, we see many different characters and many different ways that they interacted with Christ's resurrection. In this specific story, we saw a few things happening. We saw Mary Magdalene, who was there the first to see Jesus, and she went and told Simon Peter and John that his body wasn't there because she was very scared, and they went to the tomb. And I want to focus a little bit on what happened with Mary Magdalene, what was going on in her heart. We Christians know a lot about St. Mary Magdalene, and if you don't know, I will tell you just a little bit about her so that you can understand what she feels in this story. Because what she feels in this story and what she goes through in her journey is very similar to what a lot of Christians feel. She actually represents all Christians in this story of experiencing Christ's resurrection. Mary Magdalene was a woman who suffered a lot. She suffered from a lot of pain, a lot of darkness, from the devil, a lot of things that happened in her life, and a lot of things that she did that were sinful, that were wrong. But aside from that, she experienced the loving mercy of Jesus Christ so much in her life. He completely forgave her sins. He had mercy on her. He gave her new life. That's what Mary Magdalene experienced from Christ. And then we see that she was one of the few people that were there at the cross. She stood at the cross by Mother Mary and by St. John. And she saw this man who had given her new life, who had shown her so much love. She saw him be brutally murdered on a cross. And so imagine the pain and suffering that she felt from seeing Jesus die on the cross. And then after going through all of that, on the third day, she went to his tomb and she just wanted to be comforted, at least by his dead body. And even that was taken from her, or at least she thought it was taken from her. So imagine the state of suffering, the state of darkness, the state of despair that Mary was going through. A lot of human beings go through suffering. We do suffer in our lives. And I didn't really want to talk about darkness and about suffering in this world on such a joyful occasion. But it's a reality for a lot of human beings, for all human beings. All human beings suffer. Even Jesus Christ himself came down and he suffered on the cross. And so to talk about the joy of the resurrection, we have to first understand the human reality of suffering. And specifically in this story, how Mary Magdalene interacted with it. And we see her going through so much. And she was at the tomb, and she stayed there even after Peter and John left. And she saw Jesus, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. And then Jesus came to her, and he asked her two questions. That if we get asked these questions, we'd have to think really deeply within ourselves. And so I want you to think really deeply within yourselves when you focus on these questions that Jesus asks Mary Magdalene. Think, if you were in her place, what would you answer? What would you answer in your heart when he says, "Why are you weeping? Why are you sad? What makes you sad? Is it because you're lonely? Is it because you are depressed? Is it because you've lost a loved one? Is it because you feel like nobody loves you? Why are you lonely? Why are you sad? Why are you weeping?" Ask yourself. Answer in your heart and be real with your answer. Open your heart to Jesus like how Mary Magdalene did. And then he asked her, "Whom do you seek?" Ask yourself, what are you seeking? What do we seek in our lives? What is our purpose in life? What are we going after? Are we going after just money? Are we going after just fame? Are we going after just power? Are we going after just physical pleasures? What is the purpose of our lives? What are we seeking? Ask yourself. Look deep within your heart, like how Mary Magdalene did. And then as Mary Magdalene was pondering and was thinking deeply and was searching for Jesus, the way that she found him was so beautiful. It's when he said her name. That's how she knew that it was Jesus. It's when he showed her that although she was looking for him, it was he that was looking for her. It was Jesus that was seeking her, and he called her name, and she saw that it was him that followed her. He came after her, and then she realized it. Then she realized that it was him. And then she went and just wanted to hug him from her joy. And then he taught her something about how to seek him, about how to find him. He taught her that to seek Jesus, and he teaches also us, that to seek Jesus and to find him is not in his physical presence, like as if he's walking on this earth. When we look for Jesus, we should not obviously be looking for a man walking on the streets like he was walking 2,000 years ago. That's why he told Mary Magdalene, go to my brethren, go to my disciples. Don't stay and hold me, go to my disciples. Where should we go when we want to find Jesus? We should go to his church. We should go to his disciples who represent his real and living presence in this world. That's how Jesus arranged for him to be with us forever. To have his presence with us is through the apostles. And Jesus knew that the apostles, almost all of them had ran away right before that. Almost all of them had lost their faith. But he knew that he would be with them. And he knew that he would give them strength. He would give them his Holy Spirit. That's why now, I encourage you to put your trust in the Church of Jesus Christ. Not necessarily in the human aspect of the church, but in the aspect of the Holy Spirit guiding the church, and of the church having the real presence of Jesus Christ. Sometimes when we seek Jesus, just like Mary Magdalene, he was standing right in front of her and she did not see him. Sometimes that is the case for us when we seek Jesus. For example, when we're here in the church and what we see on the altar, we don't see Jesus with our eyes. We see bread and wine. But it is Jesus. It is the real presence of Jesus Christ. Just like he was standing there right in front of Mary Magdalene and she did not recognize him. It is the same resurrected Jesus Christ who sits here on the holy altar and wants to come and dwell in your hearts. That is the love of Jesus for all of us. To help us find the joy in our lives. To help us find the purpose in our lives. That's what Jesus offers us in the Eucharist, in his church. There are a lot of people that don't see him. That don't understand. That's why, you know, the church gets so packed on these days, on Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, because maybe a lot of people don't understand the gift that's in front of them. Maybe they don't see Jesus. Maybe they don't know that Jesus is seeking them and that he's going after them and that he loves them so much. Maybe we don't know. Maybe we don't understand that. Whatever is the case, whatever is the state of our soul, whatever suffering we're going through, whatever purpose we have in our lives at this point, all that matters to Jesus is what we're going to do from now on. All that matters to Jesus is this present moment. That's all that mattered to him when he saw Mary Magdalene. Forget the past. Forget your sins. Mary repented of her sins and he forgave her. Repent of your sins and approach Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, who opens his arms to us, who opens his heart to us, who shows us his mercy always, who calls us by name, and who wants to live in us, so that he can show us where to look when we look for happiness and when we look for the purpose in our lives.